and welcome back to the From the Nosebleeds podcast, season 3, episode 45. We've been building to this day for some time, one of the greatest episodes we do here. I'm Thomas Brockernick, joined by Thomas Colburn and producer Paolo Gismondi. As always, it is the Super Bowl preview. Super Bowl Sunday is this Sunday. We got the Rams and the Bengals. Who would have thought? Colburn, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. It is the best episode of the whole year. No matter what happens during the season, it's the best episode. It also might be, is it the only Super Bowl preview podcast where the game is talked about for less than like 6 minutes?
Probably. I mean, we've talked about every single week, we talk about games, who's going to win and whatnot, but it's just like the Super Bowl is different. There's so many different elements to it. It's just, why even focus on the game? Everyone's heard so much about the game all week. It's almost the 2 week break, like the week break with the Pro Bowl is almost exhausting because there's just chatter about who's going to win nonstop. So let's have a little fun today. We got a lot lined up. Do you want to explain what's going to go down today on the show?
The format of the show.
Watch last year's Super Bowl preview.
Okay, we'll get them up to speed on our records for spread picks in the playoffs. I am 9-5. You are 10-4. Correct.
Yes, both blazing hot. By the way,
not bad.
Incredible record.
Yeah. Last year, I think we both fell apart completely in the Super Bowl. So hopefully,
I think we were both maybe 0-3 or 0-4 with whatever we did. So
yeah, so. To settle it, I guess, how many points it'll be? I don't know. We'll go through 10 of the most popular prop bets, and then we'll see after whoever gets the most right, that'll be worth 1 point. So there's 1 point of the show. Of course, we'll have the spread pick of the game, second point. We'll do the over-under of the show, third point. And then we've got 3 more points after that. So that's 6 points of our favorite actual prop bets, you know, receiving yards, all that good stuff. So we got a lot of stuff to do, but we'll get it done.
So the weird ones aren't worth much. That's just 1 point. And then the game picks and the prop bets, that's the real meat and potatoes. So, I believe Gatorade color is involved in the
prop bet. Should we make that a separate point?
That is the tiebreaker.
Okay.
If someone gets the Gatorade color and we are tied, that is the tiebreaker because the Gatorade color is one of the most important things. I can't remember what it was last year. I should be doing research for these things, you know, looking up the last several years of Gatorade colors, but I didn't. But let's get right into it. The weirdest prop bets. You said there's 10 of them, correct? You have them in front of you.
Yep.
Let's get started with the very first one. There's a lot of pressure on us. We got to keep these strong records going. The regular season was all right. For the two
media,
of us.
I was not great. I was underwhelming to say the
least. I have the regular season title, but I don't think that really matters.
This matters.
The playoff title is pretty much a tie right now. I'm up by one game, but this is truly what matters with our year-long spread picks. Like I said, this is 18 plus weeks in the making of previewing games, spread picks, over-unders, totals, all of that. So let's get into it. The weirdest prop bets, number one. What song will be performed first during the halftime show? Now, the halftime performance is something I don't really look into much, but this year there's a star-studded group of people performing. Anyways, betting favorites, California Love. Then you got in the next episode at plus 300, Family Affair plus 450, Nothing But a G Thang at plus 60, Love Yourself plus 650. There's a lot of bets here, but I want to hear from you. What are you taking?
I mean, I was looking at this before, and I, you know, as much as you can handicap a prop here, I think I'm breaking this down like in a great way. California Love should be the first song performed. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and it's in LA, of course. There's a reason why they're all there. It is the song to open up to, but it's at plus 250. And that's boring to bet that because there's not a ton of value there. There's a little bit. But at plus 900, still Dre with like one of the most like classical intros of all time. Everybody knows it. That's my pick just because, I don't know, maybe it starts off dark stadium and that little piano starts going and the crowd goes nuts. I truly, you know, LA has the worst sports fans. They will be most excited for the halftime show, guaranteed. Like, I think that's the biggest lock.
I think it's a little bit ludicrous. See what I did there? Reference.
Nice.
I think it's a little bit ludicrous to open up with a song like California Love, because I feel like you got to tease the crowd a little bit. Like you open up with something right. that's maybe not so great, and then you go into this big, because that's another legendary tune. So, but when you said that piano thing, it really got the gears turning. Like that would be awesome. But I'm gonna say it's gonna be the next episode. I'm gonna take plus okay. 300. But I, that's, you know, yeah. now that you have that Still Dre, and those are some great odds too. I'm liking that. But all right, we'll go with that. Number quickly, nine.
No, before we move on, what's your favorite Mary J. Blige song? I gotta know.
You think can't I name know a single anything one. About music?
You're not a big music guy, right?
I talk about football money lines and spread picks every week. I don't know a thing about music. I'm familiar with a lot
Family
of
Family Affair. That's her song. Sure, Family that's Affair, the only that's... one that's listed there that is her. So I don't know.
And obviously, I didn't touch that because I got no idea what's going on over here. Anyways, number nine. Who will be shown first during the game? And I'm assuming this is a
celebrity. Yeah.
Sometimes they do these with like which head coach will be shown first, which Super Bowl, or sorry, which quarterback. The candidates are Leonardo DiCaprio plus 200, Matt Damon plus 225, Ben Affleck plus 250, Jennifer Lopez plus 350, and Kim Kardashian plus 500. Like, do we even know all these people are going to be at the game?
So I was confused when I first saw it, and I kind of like looked around. I'm like, why is DiCaprio the betting favorite? Like, is that just because it's in LA? No, there's a reason. An interviewer asked Stafford who would play you in a movie, and he said Leonardo DiCaprio. So like, I don't know if he's either friends with him or he's going to be at the, like, I'm a little confused.
That ego on staff? Yeah. Anymore.
Yeah. It's, I think he might think a little too highly of himself. Hey, so, I mean, I don't know.
If he's a Super Bowl champion, he deserves Leonardo DiCaprio to play him in a role.
Now, the rest of them, I can't explain why they're on the list. Matt Damon apparently is like, I don't know, he's involved with some crypto thing and that's all the rage. So maybe that's why he's there. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, maybe she's coming back out to perform again. I don't know. But
the fact that this is a prop bet to me suggests that the Super Bowl should never be in LA ever again. I'm going to give my pick first.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez is NFL royalty. She was a one-time
weirdly enough, yeah,
of the Miami Dolphins. And honestly, those were the better days before Stephen Ross took over. So I'm going to take Jennifer Lopez at plus 350. I think if Ben Affleck is shown first, like to me, that's like a third quarter thing. The game's getting a little dry. Maybe we'll throw Ben Affleck out on the screen. But I'd be all over this this Jennifer Lopez bet at plus 350. I think it's going to be her.
I'd kind of like to go off the board. I don't know what the odds are, but Rob Lowe will be shown at this game. That's like, he's like NFL memery. You don't know who Rob Lowe is?
No, I know who Rob Lowe is.
I thought that's what that looked like. NFL I mean, hat. Famous. Yeah,
and now he finally picked a team. I believe he picked the Rams as well.
He picked the Rams. I'll take DiCaprio just because I can kind of visualize Collinsworth making some like cheeky remark about what we just talked about with Stafford and DiCaprio. That's something he might do. So
now here's a guy who would play Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he's going to say. That's how the Super Bowl broadcast will open up. They start with the important stuff, of course. We'll go with DiCaprio plus 200. Double my money.
All right, we got to fly through a bit of these here. What color will Snoop Dogg's shoes be to begin the halftime show? I'm not even going to read the odds off because there's a million colors, but what are you taking?
Let's go white. White is at plus 500. White at plus 500 is just, I think that's great odds. If he's just, I don't know what he's going to be wearing. I get why it's blue. Blue, yellow, gold, those are the highest because of obviously the Rams colors and everything. But in reality, does Snoop Dogg even care about the Rams? I think he cares more about how he looks. So I think
it's not a Rams home game. I think we have to remember that. It technically is, but
hey, we'll get to that later. One of the prop bets. You can't be spoiling stuff. I'll go white plus 500. Loving the odds.
I'm going to take the next closest thing. And it's white with a little bit of sparkle and more pizzazz. And that's gray silver. I think he just might come out with some real sparklers out on the stage. All right. What NFT will be shown first during any commercial? I might just take the worst one. I know as much about NFTs as I do about the songs that you were asking me about earlier. So I might as well just skip this one. But what are you going to take?
I'm in the same boat as you. I don't know anything about NFTs, and I don't really want to either. The only ones I've heard of the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Have you heard of that?
I just see those pictures on all the cool kids. How do we even check this? Because in Canada, we don't get the American commercials. So this might have to be a skip one unless we
can do some research. I'm sure somebody will find out.
I'm going to take CryptoPunks at plus 1200 because
I like those odds. Yeah, I've actually heard of that. I'll take the Bored Ape Yacht Club at plus 150. They've got some heavy favorites here, so I don't know.
All right, this next one is asking first Anheuser-Busch brand commercial to run, talking beer. Budweiser betting favorite at plus 170. Are you all over that one or what?
Here's the thing. I think the best odds here, Bud Light Seltzer, hard soda, what the kids love. The kids love the seltzer.
Have you ever had a Bud Light Seltzer?
Not a Bud Light one.
Delicious,
no.
Delicious. They're good.
Okay, fair enough. But at plus 600, the kids love them. Bud Light knows it. Alcohol is all about, you know, targeting the kids, the 15-year-olds, the 16-year-olds. So I'll go the seltzer plus 600.
I'm going to go with I got to be different from you. I like the pick for the seltzer at plus 600. Those odds are phenomenal. I'm going to go Michelob Ultra, a little bit more old school.
They started off in the first quarter while, yeah. You know, yeah, okay, they, yeah.
Well, keep the older it classy. Demo is still awake. They haven't fallen asleep yet. They're going to show a Michelob Ultra commercial. So I'm going to take them at plus 400. Now, this one is maybe my favorite bet.
Yeah.
Will Joe Burrow be shown smoking a cigar? And you have to assume that this is based on the condition that the Bengals win the game. If he's smoking a cigar after a loss, that's just not going to happen. So no is minus 700. Obviously, the odds favor the Rams in the game, so that makes sense. Yes, plus 400.
Now, here's the thing. If you're going to bet Bengals money line, why don't you just bet this? You get way better odds.
But he has to be shown on the broadcast, and that always doesn't happen because sometimes it's more of a locker room thing, and I think that's where the odds are a little tough.
I think it's become such a thing. It wasn't even before that. Like there's now, it's like, if they win, there's no doubt that when he goes to get the MVP, or if you know Joe Mixon wins the MVP, I don't know who's going to win the MVP, but when he goes to get the trophy, whatever, there's no way he's not going to have a cigar in his hand. It will have. Like it's too much of a thing at this point. It's too much of his brand, really. I'm just gonna say yes because plus 400 is too good not to take.
Yeah, I'm going to go no. I feel like hedging because I personally, I know we're talking zero about the game today, but I feel like if you've been watching previous episodes, you sort of know that I believe the Rams are going to win. I thought about hedging just in case the Rams lose. This is a great opportunity to earn a point, but I'm going to say no. I'm going to take them at minus 700. Horrible, horrible odds.
Boring, very boring. I don't know why you even took that. Life.
But number four. Personal favorite of mine, time to sing national anthem. Now, I often show up to these podcasts with very little to no research, but this one I've actually prepared.
Okay, let's hear it.
I am taking the under. Mickey Guyton, the anthem singer, her last several performances, she's sung national anthems before. She's relatively gone on the short side. So That's public knowledge. I saw that on Twitter or Instagram or somewhere. So I think I'm going to be a sucker and take the under. But I feel like she could have a little something up her sleeve because she knows this. And maybe she pulls out, I think it was Aretha Franklin at the Lions Thanksgiving game.
It was like five minutes.
Like you could have taken done a lot nap, of things during that anthem. Yeah. So I'm going to take the under and be foolish, go with the public. But go ahead with your
the fact that the public is on a side of a national anthem is like just it's actually a disgusting thing to say. What are the sharps on? That's the question. What are the sharps on the national anthem bet? Do you know who Mickey Guyton is?
No. Okay. The first time I heard about her was in my elaborate and extensive research of this national anthem.
I have no idea who that is. Maybe we're too young. I don't know who this is. But I'm going to assume that they're not that big because I'd like to think that I have an okay knowledge of music. Maybe I'm embarrassing myself. This is probably a legend. But anyways, you referenced last performances. This is definitely the biggest stage she's ever been on. She's going to want to sing her heart out, show the people of America what she has. Take the over. I'm taking the over.
You know what? Little stat crunch for you. The last time the under hit in a Super Bowl was Kelly Clarkson, 94 seconds, all the way back in 2012. So history's against me, and that was 94 seconds. The total this year is just 95 seconds. You may be thinking, wow, that's free money. Bet the over. I'm going to go against it. I'm going to bet on history happening this year. The first time in several years, we get another under. Who knows? Now that I heard that stat, I'm convincing myself to change, but I'm not.
The question remains, where did Kelly Clarkson have to go? She had somewhere to be. 94 seconds, race through it. 2012, what Super Bowl was that?
2012, I'm going to say it's Ravens and Chiefs when the power.
I don't even know. Ravens and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Sorry. That doesn't make too much sense.
Ravens and the 49ers when the power went out.
Great, one of the greatest Super Bowls ever.
Was that 2012?
I'm going to search it up. Let's go.
Well, while you do that, I'm gonna bring in. Okay, this is what I feel you were talking about earlier. How many times will home field advantage be mentioned during the live broadcast? The total set at 1.5. So over 1.5 is -140. Under 1.5 is +100. Where are you at over here? You know it's gonna happen at least once. Like now, you're just.
2012 was, by the way, Patriots and Giants, the second time. You got to know this stuff. I can't believe I forgot that, too. That's kind of embarrassing. Anyways, where are we? We're on the home field advantage. This will be said 6 times within the first 10 minutes of the broadcast.
Yeah. I'm all over the over
as well. This sentence will be said. Get ready. This sentence will be said along the lines of the Bengals have home field advantage, but because it's in L.A., the Rams have home field advantage. You just hit the over right there. That's going to be said.
They will mention that this is the second time ever. And right? The last time was last year. Like that's already twice that they're going to talk about this. So
this might be the best bet. It might be the best bet of the whole Super Bowl.
But are the sharps all over? That's the question.
Are the sharp? Maybe the public's all over. Maybe the sharps are all under the 1.5.
Are we considered sharps with our red hot playoff records?
We might be playoff sharps.
I think so. I'm trying to think of a player we're like Joe Flacco's. We're just incredible in the playoffs and then everything else is mediocre.
People start to think we're elite gamblers, but we're not.
Number two is my favorite one. So I'm going to leave it for the end. Okay. I'm going to go with number one. Who will the Super Bowl MVP refer to first in his speech? This is just a classic. You know, you got teammates, of course, God / any other religious reference, family, the city, which is, come on, let's be honest here. Coaches and then the team owner sneaking in at +2,000. That would be something to see.
The team owner, that's some good value. Like they pass the trophy off and they just ran it. They quickly go, hey, thanks to whatever the owner is. Yeah. There you go. You mentioned them. It's got to be teammates. I'm just thinking, you think of the quarterbacks really, because 95% of the time they're going to win MVP. I don't know though. It's kind of, like, I don't see any of those guys. The only other one that really usually happens is God. If you have a super religious player. Yeah,
I think that used to be the favorite. Now it's sort of teammates. Like, I'm just thinking Burrow and staff.
I don't think they're going to thank God. I don't know if they're that religious. Although John Matthew Stafford is that's a very religious religious name.
It's got to be his first name, John.
That's his first name. Isn't he a fraud?
To me, I have to change all my bets now that I found that out. That changes everything.
His first name is not Matthew. John Matthew Stafford.
That's an. I. You know what? I really like that name. Anyways, regardless, I'm gonna take the teammates at -125. Whatever, boring pick, betting favorite. I'm gonna take them.
Is what it is. I guess. Yeah, I'm taking teammates too. There's nothing else to. Maybe he yells out, thanks Cincinnati or thanks LA, but I doubt that happens. So I'll go teammates.
I mean, maybe because it's in LA or hey, maybe even thanks Stan Kroenke, the owner, for building that new fancy stadium for them to win a Super Bowl in. Who knows? I don't even know who's going to win yet, but bringing us to the final one, the tiebreaker, the legendary Gatorade color. And my favorite part about these is they're not allowed to say Gatorade, or maybe it's an advertising thing, or maybe it's because they don't know it's for sure. Actually, it will be Gatorade 100% because that's the partnership with the NFL. Anyways, they write, what color will the liquid
because it could be water
that is poured on the winning coach? Orange opening up at +240 betting favorite. clear plus 300, none plus 450. Who is taking that? And then you got your yellows, blues, reds, and purples come in. What are you hearing this year?
What am I hearing from my sources about the Gatorade? The interesting thing about the Gatorade last year, you mentioned at the beginning, we didn't even see it on TV. The only reason people found out was someone in the stands who obviously bet on it, like was recording, or else I don't know how they would have ever verified what color it was. I don't know. Maybe they just would have, the casinos would have taken everybody's money. They said, sorry, wasn't that? I don't know. But last year I went clear. And I think the year before I got it right. That's all I remember. I think I took orange. What was it last year? Do you remember?
I think it was blue, maybe. Honestly,
I think it was blue. I think it was actually blue. I think you're right. Cause I feel like I remember seeing that video, but maybe I'm making that up. I'm going to go clear. I'm going to take clear again. I just like the odds. I like the odds of it.
I can't live with myself if I take clear. There's just no excitement in it. You can't live for clear.
Fine.
No, I don't want to change your pick.
No, I'm not going to take it.
Okay.
I'm taking yellow. Hopefully you weren't going to take that.
I was going to take yellow.
I'm going to take yellow just because I like the odds.
Something I like to do is to read into the team colors, but I think that has no. I mean, that has nothing to do with it. It's just something that I like to say to make myself feel better. I can't take orange because they're the favorite. I'm going to join you. I'm going to take the yellow. I like the odds.
Nice. So the tiebreaker, you chose the same one. That's good. I'm not sure you understand what a tiebreaker is.
Okay, fine. Make me do this. I'm going to take orange then.
No, here, because, this is what I'll let you do. You can take yellow and I'll switch my pick. You want yellow?
No. Unless you want to go back to clear.
No, okay. No, I'm going to take clear. You could take yellow. How about that?
That's a tiebreaker. Clear and yellow. It's going to be clear now. And I made you change back to what you originally changed from. Make myself look ridiculous. All right. Those are our 10 wacky bets. Now we got, three more things left. The spread, the total, and then our top three real serious props in terms of, you know, yardage and all that. We'll start off with, I guess this is it. We are going to reveal who we think is going to win. Actually, not necessarily, but we're going to go with our spread picks. Now, to my recent knowledge, the spread was sitting at +4.5. It opened up at +4. And it's moved a little bit. The Rams are favored. It's -4. We're going to go with it's sitting at -4 for the Rams. Who are you taking?
As much as it pains me to say it, and I will say I'm rooting more than a lot of casual Bengals fans for the Bengals to win this game. The hate that I have for the Rams team and Matthew Stafford is way more than I ever thought it could even be. But it is what it is. I don't know how to change it. I'm taking the Rams -4.5. I just think everybody's been talking about it. It is kind of the cliche kind of breakdown of the game, but I don't know how Donald and Von Miller don't eat that offensive line just alive. They didn't hold up against the Titans. Burrow got sacked 9 times. If that happens again, there's no way the Rams are just way better than the Titans everywhere else. I don't know. I love Burrow. I want to see him win. I don't know if he can pull this magic off one more time. It seems like it's just going to be too much. The Rams are too good all around the ball. They're so balanced. Plus that pass rush against that offensive line that's been abysmal. Basically, all of the playoffs and a lot of the regular season, I'm taking the Rams -4.5. I think the run game gets going for the Rams. Akers gets going. That's it.
For the 5 minutes of actual serious insight that we're going to give on this show, I guess we should make it some good stuff. I like that pick. I also think that you definitely have some weird issue with why you don't want the Rams to win. Like, I understand cheering for your draft pick, but at this point now, it's going to be either 31 or 32. So you might as well cheer for your buddy Matthew Stafford to bring home a bowl. I get it's frustrating.
I'm not cheering for the pick anymore. I don't care. There's no difference between 31 and 32. I thought that in my mind was the excuse of why I didn't want him to win. I just don't want him to win.
Yeah, so that's weird. That is, dare I say, a problem. But whatever, it's you handle that. I'm going to just watch the game. I also may have problems because, as I mentioned before, I don't want the Bengals to really win because, to me, it's as frustrating as a Dolphins fan how quickly they rebuilt their entire franchise.
That's way more of a petty reason.
Probably. But I don't think it's I'm really like, if the Bengals win, I don't think I'll really be livid. Even though when they beat the Chiefs, I was pretty down. Anyways, last season, I completely ignored the fact that the Chiefs' offensive line was banged up, and I said, okay, it doesn't matter. They're still gonna win. They're still Mahomes is too dominant. And I feel like this year I'm almost tending like the Bengals' offensive line held up against the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs have just the Chris Jones. Well, the Rams have a much deeper and star-studded cast on their front seven, especially. I don't know. The fact that the Bengals are, like, to me, 4 points, I don't know. Is it just me? I don't think there's a lot to really split these two teams.
There isn't, but, and also another thing, I think the public is heavy on the Rams at this point, it feels like. I don't know if that'll, by the time, you know, it's Thursday as we're recording this, it can change by Sunday, but I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be a close game, but I don't know. It feels like you're leaning towards the Bengals, though.
I am. I like the Rams to win. I like the Bengals to cover. That being said, I can easily see a scenario, what you described, especially because the Bengals have been on this historic run, but they're so young. They're a new team. This is uncharted territory for them. I can see a scenario where the well of magic and inspiring playoff moments sort of dries up, especially because we had that 2-week break and the Rams just sort of kick it into an extra gear and run away with this one. I can see that, but I'm going to root for a close game and I'm going to take the Bengals at +4.
Here's the other thing that makes me concerned that it might be, you know, all Rams, is that there's been way too many good games in a row.
Yeah.
Like, and just mathematically, there's got to be a bad game.
Yeah. I think the last six games have been one score games.
Yeah. And like
four or five of those were decided on the final play of the game. So I don't know. Like I said, I feel like I've been talking about this way too much, but it plays such a factor. It's like we almost forget that we have NFL football going on because of last week. Do you think they should remove the 2-week break and put the Pro Bowl out for the Super Bowl?
So are you like, so Super Bowl players can go? Is that the
not idea? Even that. It's just I don't, to me, it feels so commercialized when you have this long break. You have like 3 days of this media availability and they have to arrive a week early for the game. It's just like, let them focus for a week and game plan. And then I mean, it's kind of nice because guys like CJ Uzama, who are injured, can play in the Super Bowl. But I don't know. That's just me thinking. We got totals to pick now.
Yeah, the 2 weeks. I don't really care one way or the other. I can live with it. I think I'd rather have a week, but the 2 weeks is fine. It is the Super Bowl. They got to make their money, right? So it is what. Actually, one more thing. I'm adding another category in the fly. I can't believe we forgot this. It's one more. I guess it is a little bit of a bonus round, but it's the Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, fair enough.
And you can't pick a quarterback. That's the rule.
Okay.
It's got to be a long shot.
But okay. Quick total, it's 49.5 over or under.
49.5. I'm going to go over. So I think it is going to still be a high-scoring game. Hopefully, if it's a low-scoring blowout, I will be just furious. But yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'll take the over.
The last time the Rams were in the Super Bowl, they scored 3 points. I think the opposite's going to happen this time. I think they're going to come to play. I also think the Bengals have a great offense. So I'm going to take the over as well. I could see at least one of the teams in the 30s and another team in, you know, around the 25, 27 mark. On to our top three prop bets, the final category, and then we'll end with the Super Bowl MVP. What are we seeing? So I wrote about 6 down. I feel like we can kind of, can we take the same prop?
We can take the same thing, yeah. Okay, so just pick your best three.
You go first.
Okay. You want to alternate one and one?
Yeah, yes. We'll do that.
Okay. My favorite bet of the game. I'm taking Odell over 5.5 receptions. It's turned into this. Cooper Kupp just demands so much attention, and it feels like Odell's kind of turned into the third down guy. He's fully back to being who we all thought he was, or most of us thought he was. He's been the guy this playoffs. He's caught so many passes. I feel like he's hit his over. It feels like every game. It has gone up. I think like at the start of the playoffs, his over was 3.5. It was like, it was 2 catches lower, but I still like him to hit this. I think he has, you know, 7-8 catches.
I like that. I actually had that written down too. I don't know if I'm going to end up pouncing on it, but the Bengals don't have a lockdown corner. I mean, their best corner is their nickel slot corner, Mike Hilton. And I mean, is that going to be a guy that spends time with Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know. If you put Eli Apple on Odell Beckham Jr., he's going to have a heyday. So I like that pick. But I'm going to go with my favorite pick, and that's Matthew Stafford over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And I know this is going to pain you, but like this is a Matthew Stafford legacy game. His whole career, he's heard why he can't do it. It's a Super Bowl. It's his chance to shine. He's had a phenomenal playoff, and I think – I think he'll throw 2 passing touchdowns. So I like the pick. It's at, I don't even have the odds written down, but it's probably -130 or something like that. I'm going to take the over 1.5 for Stafford. Your next pick.
I'm going to take Joe Burrow over 24.5 completions. I think, as the game goes on, that pass rush continues to get home and they're going to have to resort to dump offs. I think he'll pick up a ton of easy completions. I don't know for how much success they'll have, but yeah, I'll take the 24.5.
All right, I like it. Number 2, and I feel like you may have this written down as well. You talked about the porous Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. Aaron Donald is -230 to record a sack. I know he's not an edge rusher, and those are typically the positions groups that rack up the sacks. But Aaron Donald's a different breed. He's mentioned how he's had a legendary career. All he's missing is that Super Bowl. I think he's going to be hungry for it. 0-2 in the Super Bowl does not look good for the legacy of one of the greatest defensive players of all time. I'm going to take him to record a sack. It's -230. Like, those are some steep odds, but I think he'll get it done.
Yeah, him and Von Miller both. I think those are both safe bets to at least get one. I'll go, hopefully I'm not putting too many eggs in one basket, as they say, but I will go Joe Burrow over 273.5 passing yards. I just think the run game is not going to be, I don't think they're going to be able to run much on the Rams. And also, I think they're going to be down in the second half. Maybe they're down 10, maybe they're down even more. Hopefully not more, but I think they're going to be trailing. So I think there's going to be a ton of throwing. I think I'll hit that easy. I think even if they lose, I think he's over 300 yards.
Another one that I had written down. We don't bet unders here on this.
No,
on
never.
On this podcast. You just can't, especially with prop bets. This is one that I'm very, I almost want to touch Ja'Marr Chase's over interceptions.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty high.
So the Rams never have Jalen Ramsey follow a receiver. But with what he's been saying in the media this week, I feel like he just might do that. If the Bengals get down, though, I could see Chase picking up a lot of grabs. But there's a lot of mouths to feed in that offense that maybe I'm not quite going to bounce on it. I'm going to take Matthew. You know what? No, I'm going to join. I had it written down. You just picked it. But I'm going to join you in that Joe Burrow over 273.5. I like the pick. I think he could throw for well over 300 in this game.
Yeah, I don't really see how it doesn't happen. Maybe that is the trap there. And I think maybe we're taking all these overs and chances are they'll all be unders and we'll be 0-6 combined. Actually, like, no, Aaron Donald will get a sack.
And that's the steepest odds that I've chosen. So
exactly. So it makes sense. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. There's no, like you said, there's not really any value that I see on the Bengals receivers, like over receptions props. They're this all
such
like
a mystery.
Boyd is 4.5. It's not even like if Boyd was like 3.5, maybe you're like, okay, maybe he gets a couple touches Super Bowl and he hits that number easy, but they're all pretty high. So it's like, it feels like you have a 1-in-3 chance of hitting your bet. It's like, is it going to be a Boyd, Higgins or Chase game?
And Ja'Marr Chase is a player that, you know, his under could hit and he can have a phenomenal game. He can have 5 catches for over 100 yards and a touchdown or two. He's that kind of big play, deep threat kind of guy. So that's why it's always such a toss up when looking at his prop. Did you took 3 as well? 'Cause you started, right?
Yep.
All right. So those are our 3 prop bets. So we started off with the wacky props. Then we went into the spread pick, the total, our serious props with the Gatorade colors, a tiebreaker. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's a great game. Everyone enjoy. It's our last football game until August, September for the ones that count. So it's going to be tough, but hey, it's been a great season. It's been a ton of fun previewing these games every single week. To everyone who's tuned in, we thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Make sure to like and subscribe. Go Rams, go Bengals, whoever you're cheering for. I'm rooting for a good game, so we'll see. All right, take care, guys. We'll see you next week.
And one more time, go Bengals.